friends, this year should be a special schus for Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram, Lili Nishmaso, the Mishnah in Meseches Mikvos, in the second parak, Mishnah Beis, says that if you have a mikveh that was measured, first it was measured, and found, when it was found to be chas, it was found that it didn't have 40 sa'. So all the tyres that were done, like the mafreya, anything that person was tummy, and then he was tovil, and he was elsik with pure things. In the meantime, so everything's going to become tummy, because you assume the person was tummy, that when the person was tovil, the mikveh was chaser. And the Gemara says, this is only talking about tumah chamura, tumah d'oraisa. But if it's tumah kala, like he ate tummy food, or he drank tummy drinks, or he went rosh aruba maim shu'un, which makes him tummy, or he had 3 siluvim of maim shu'un spilled on him, and he was tovil. And then when he was tovil, you're not sure if he was tovil properly or not tovil properly. And if he was tovil properly, you're not sure if the mikveh had arbaim sa or not, or if you have 2 mikvahs and 1 arbaim sa, 1 didn't have arbaim sa, and you don't know in which one he was tovil. So the din is a suffik tar. So when it comes to tumah d'rabbanan, the Mishnah says, comes tumah d'rabbanan, we're mekel. But when it comes to tumah d'oraisa, we're machmir. Rabbi Yossi's metame, even tumah kala. Because Rabbi Yossi says, if it has a cheskas tumah, it remains with a cheskas tumah until the very end. It has to stick with its cheskas tumah. So that's the Mishnah. Gemara Nida Beis Amid Beis says that mikvah shenim that v'nim tzachaser, which is how the Mishnah starts off with, that all the tyrus shenasu agaba v'tameus l'mafreya, everything's tami l'mafreya, it's because you have tarati l'reya, so you have 2 chazakas to its disadvantage. You have 1 cheskas gavra that the person's tami, number 2 harei chaser l'fenechas, chaser in front of you, and memela these 2 reyas are so strong that we make everything tami l'mafreya. Now, in the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi argues and he holds that to Makala de Rabban, and we also go to Chumrah, where there's a Cheskas Tameh. And the person's possible until you know that he's Tar. So in the Gemara in Erevin, we ask, why is Rabbi Yossi Matameh in a mikvah that was found to be Chaser? Which the Gemara doesn't quote the beginning of Mishnah Beis. The Gemara quotes the middle of Mishnah Beis, where it talks about how Yerub Safek, if it has Arbaim Sa', or if it doesn't have Arbaim Sa'. So the Gemara asks on Rav Yossi, why is Mitame such a mikvah? Why don't we say to be mami the mikvah al cheskasa? And why don't we say that the mikvah wasn't chaser? Because it has a cheskas kashrus. So the Gemara's answer is, we're talking about a mikvah shalom nimdad. A mikveh that wasn't measured. So the chor, we have to understand the kasha. What's the kasha of Tosus? What's kasha of Gemara? Gemara says, why don't we imam the mikveh al cheskasa? Well, aim alo chaser. No, but aray chaser lefenecha, we've tarati l'reyasa. We see Maseches Nida, the tarati l'reyasa is mamish, it's no good. So we understand Rav Yossi very well. Why are you asking that we imam the mikveh al cheskasa? You have tarati l'reyasa against that. So Tosus and Erevin there writes that we could have answered aray chaser lefenecha. Could have said, you know why we're metame? Because harei chaser lefanecha. And that's why this taka tarati l'reisa. But, says Tosis, we're not talking here about a mikvah shenimdad v'nimsa chaser. What does that mean? Very stumi meod. A lot of achronim have trouble with this Tosis. So the explanation is, says Marenu v'Rabbeinu, Rosh HaYishir v'chaim sh'malevet zatzal as follows. Then in a chinami, according to Rav Yossi, we go l'chomer v'tarati l'reisa, even if it's a derabbanan. But here we're talking about a mikvah, shalom nim, that it wasn't measured, and therefore it's not tarati l'reisa, which means that we're talking about where they spilled the water of the mikvah afterwards. And there's no chazaka d'hashta rei chaser l'fenecha, because chaser l'fenecha is mitzdarif t'mechriya safik tuma, dafka, where through the chisaron of now, hashta, there's a reisa to say that meikar is also chaser. And that's shaykh dafka b'mikvah shenim d'ar b'nim t'chaser. If it was measured, now it was measured and you found it to be chaser, so maybe it was chaser earlier as well, but when it wasn't measured, now that it's chaser, it's because you see the water was spilled out. There's no reisa b'cheskas ha-mikvah d'meikara, and remami the mikvah b'cheskas kashruso. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is that since he didn't measure at the end to give it a chazaka to hashta now of being chaser, why don't we go with the chazaka de meikara and say that it was beseder gamor? And on that, the Gemara answers, no, it's talking about shalom nimdad. What does it mean shalom nimdad? That it wasn't measured originally. And Memela, since it wasn't measured originally, we don't know if it had 40 sar or not, and doesn't have a cheskes kashrus to start with, and therefore, you're metami. Rabbi Yossi says you're metami. The person, ke'enza, we find in Tosas and Chulin, and the Fira Amaral, if you were maschel sakin, regarding a sakin, sheshachatba, you shafted with it, and afterwards you broke bones, and it turns out being peguma. So, there's no tarati l'reisa, since an etzem is vadai pogame. The biur is that dafka where al yidei chaser lefanecha is a reisa and the chazaka de meikara. So there you would say tarati l'reisa. But here the reisa of hasht, that now it's pagum, is not considered a reisa. Why? Because an etzem is vadei pogem. So that you find it now to be pogum does not prove that when you shechted it was pogum, because bones are definitely pogum. So that's an indication that it happened afterwards. It's like now we saw it being pogum, just like now, right? Because you were shover at somos afterwards. So it's like now you saw that it had a pogum. It doesn't tell you anything about earlier. Just like when you spill the water out of the mikvah, and the fact that now there's less than 40 sa doesn't tell you earlier it was not 40 sa. You know there's not 40 sa now because you spilled water out of the mikvah. So that's all the mahalach of Tosfos and Maseches Erevin. However, the Tosfos Rid goes in another mahalach. He explains Divrei Gemara be'Erevin in an be'ofen achir. That the Gemara answers that we're talking about a mikvah shalei nimdad. What does it mean mikvah shalei nimdad? Rabbi Yossi isn't machmir b'tumah d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi is only machmir and tumah d'rabbanan mishum cheskas tumah. And like where it says earlier in the Mishnah, where there's a suffix, if he was toivel or not toivel, or if he was toivel, and there was a suffix, was there Arbaim Sah, was there not Arbaim Sah? So since there's no cheskas kashrus for the mikvah, Rabbi Yossi is metameh. Since the mikvah has no cheskas kashrus, Rabbi Yossi is metameh. But a mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser, Rabbi Yossi is not arguing. And Rabbi Yossi admits that we go l'kula b'tumah d'rabbanan because we say ha made mikvah al cheskaso. So since ha made mikvah al cheskaso, says Rabbi Yossi, when you go l'kula b'tumah d'rabbanan, when you go l'chomer b'tumah d'rabbanan, where there's a suffix if he was tovah properly. Or if there was a suffix, if the mikveh had arbaim sa, and the mikveh doesn't have originally a cheskes kashrus, there Rabbi Yossi is metame. But if you have a mikveh shenimdad v'nimtza chaser, there Rabbi Yossi isn't arguing. There Rabbi Yossi agrees that when it comes to a tumah derabbanan, what do we say? We say hamid mikveh al cheskaso. And this is brought by the Mishnah Achrona over here. Now, this Tosfos Rid is very difficult to understand. Because even though there's a cheskes kashrus to the mikvah, nevertheless, there's also a chazak of rei chaser lefanecha. And for that reason, we're machmir and tumah d'oraisa, because there's tarati l'reisa. So why doesn't Rav Yossi argue when it comes to tumah kala d'rabbanan? So maishna tarati l'reisa, mishar chazaka, when it comes to other cases of cheskes tumah. When a person has a cheskes tumah, you go l'chumra. According to Rav Yossi, if you have tarati l'reisa, if originally it was measured and it was found to have 40 sa, and now it no longer has 40 sa, so what's the din according to Rav Yossi? The din according to Rav Yossi is that you're mekel. You're mekel in tumah kala d'rabbanan. And that really presents a very serious problem for us. Because why would you be mekel according to Rav Yossi whether you have tarati l'reisa? Very difficult to understand. So how does Rabbi Yossi learn the Gemara? So the way the Tosfos Rid puts it, Perish be'ezim mikvah polig Rabbi Yossi demetame. The mikveh sheloi nimda, kagon haide katani b'seifa. When does Rabbi Yossi argue and say that he's tameh? If the mikveh wasn't measured, like in the seifa, v'afilu taval, and you don't know if it had 40 sar or not, but there was no cheskas kashrus. Originally there was no cheskas kashrus. So since originally there was no cheskas kashrus, you can't be matara the person. But in a case where avol b'mikveh shenimdad, if you have a mikveh that was measured originally, there Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue, and he agrees that b'tuma d'rabbanan we go l'kula, and we say b'mami the mikveh al cheskaso, like we say in Erevin. Hey Amid Beis, that sveka d'rabbanan is l'kula. And when it comes to the case where it originally had a cheskas kashrus, and now you found it to be chaser, so what would Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi would say, there you could be mekel, because originally it had a cheskas kashrus. Where it didn't originally have a cheskas kashrus, and your mesubik vidat 40 saw, there Rabbi Yossi is machmir. Where it had, and that's what the Gemara is talking about, where it had a cheskas kashrus, that's why the Gemara says, lo nimda. But where it had a cheskas kashrus, what would be the din? Even though now you found it chaser lefanecha, but it doesn't matter because it originally had a cheskas kashrus, so therefore Yossi is going to be machshir. So you want to understand how that could possibly be. How could it possibly be that according to Rabbi Yossi, your machmir, where it has a your mekel when it has originally a cheskas kashrus, but you have tarti l'reisa. In that case, according to what Tosfos read, when the Mishnah says mikveh shenimda v'nimtza chaser kol tarah shenasu agabel v'mafreya, it's talking about now it doesn't have 40 sa, but originally it did have 40 sa. Since originally it had 40 sa, Rabbi Yossi is going to be mekel. Why is Rabbi Yossi going to be mekel? It's tarat di l'reisa, like the Gemara says in Nida. What's the tarat di l'reisa? But now it's chaser lefanecha, and this person is tameh. So how can Rabbi Yossi say that dafka in that case we're going to be matar the person? But otherwise, if you have stamet a safek, if you have a safek if he was tovel or not properly, or you have a suffix, if the mikveh had arbaim saw, since originally the mikveh didn't have a cheskas kashrus, there Rabbi Yossi is going to be metame. Why is Rabbi Yossi going to be metame? He doesn't be metame because he's a cheskas tumah. And you don't know, originally you don't know if it had 40, and therefore you're mesupik maybe. Tosfos would agree that you can't measure it now either. You have no chazaka dahashta that everything is okay. And you also have no chazaka dahashta of chaser lefanecha. You just don't know. You can't say that it was dafka chaser now because maybe it was spilled out, you don't know. But the point is, according to Rabbi Yossi, that originally it didn't have a cheskas kashrus. Since originally it didn't have a cheskas kashrus, so you're matami. But if originally it did have a cheskas kashrus, even though now you know it doesn't have a cheskas, it lost its cheskas kashrus, it's chaser lefanecha, and it's not talking about where they spilled it out in front of you. It's talking about that at some point it became chaser, and you don't know when. So in such a case, Rabbi Yossi would say that he's tar, but how could he be tar? It's tarati l'reisa. So that's our avoda to understand in Rabbi Yossi. So the Mitzvah Shem, in the next shir, we will try to tackle that. There's a number of approaches. Shalom, shalom.